Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Everybody listening to The Thing Is, I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad days, days and? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, the thing is, oh, oh, the thing is, oh, oh, the thing is, oh, oh.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with hilarious comedian, my co-host, Mike Figgs.
What's up, Shanny? You're stuttering a little bit because you need a little booze in your system.
I feel like
mommy.
I'm trying to figure out the order in which to put those words.
I think you don't have to say hello. I think you should, depending on your mood. One day I want you to be like, with
like
this fucking
asshole.
Piece, with this stupid ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on it.
I'm here with stupid ass host, co-host.
Yes, you can pour, please, Figgs.
Let's do it.
Our guests already, they poured theirs already. They ignored us and they poured for themselves.
I've had five shots.
They're going crazy in this warm weather. And so joining us from the Some of This is Bad podcast, it's Colton Dowling and Dylan Carlino.
Pop, pop, pop.
Thanks. What's up, boys? What up?
Thanks for coming in, boys.
Thank Brought Texas up to New York. You know?
Yes. I didn't expect you both to be so tall. Because I was watching a few of your episodes just to get a feel for you guys. And then I had an idea, but in person, it's very different. You're both very big boys.
You're like short kings.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of Italians out here.
Yeah, we do. Sorry, apologize about that. You know,
there's not a lot of height in that.
Not at all.
A lot of spaghetti, but no tall.
A lot of meatballs, no spaghetti. Just fucking little fatties walking around.
Yeah, you guys are two fucking tall tan daddies. Both of you guys.
Thank you so much. I actually identify as boy, but
no,
I
am very sorry, sir.
And I'm uncle.
Oh, very well. Boy,
no relation.
No, we don't do anything together. That'd be sick.
That'd be disgusting. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Should we call the episode Uncle Boy?
Yeah, is boy that? Uncle.
Boy Uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who's hard?
Yeah. Nah, I'm rock hard. I stay hard, my friend.
Before we get into the segment, I do want to talk about, you guys were here yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody see the eclipse?
I don't care about it.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. Yeah.
I wish I did. I was on the plane.
Okay. Mm. So here's the thing. At first, I was like, I don't really care. I was a little bit bummed that we had a meeting kind of at the same time. And I was like, my aunt was like, oh, I got glasses. We should go by the boardwalk and look at it together. I was like, yeah, that's fine. We'll probably like drink and do fun things.
Trash boardwalk.
Why is the boardwalk trash?
Boardwalks are trash.
That's not true. It's a beautiful place.
Which boardwalk?
The exact
the Hamptons,
the one you go to.
Yeah,
trash.
You're not going to know where I go to.
Next to Harris. Or Golden Nugget.
That's different. That's what you're thinking of.
Oh,
Jersey.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So what boardwalk? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Beach
Montauk?
On Staten Island.
Oh, okay. Oh, cute.
It's fine. But anyway, I didn't get to do that.
Okay.
But
all that buildup from
no, because of the meeting and the timing didn't work out, but. As I was on my way home, I was on the bus, and I was, like, in the financial district during, like, the peak, and I had my glasses in the bag, and I was able to look up at it, and it's like, okay, that was cool to see. But what I loved was seeing groups of people outside. Everyone's, like, laughing, smiling, groups of people together, like, in schoolyards, outside of apartment buildings, hotels, and it warmed my heart because
wow.
It was like everyone's just enjoying this.
No.
Do you want to switch sides?
I've never seen this side of you.
I don't like that. My mom works in New York City, so the first thing I did was go see her, and the eclipse was happening. And I hadn't seen her in a couple of years, and she was or a couple of months, and she was so excited to see me that immediately she started being like, "Don't look up, you're gonna ruin your eyes, Dylan." And it pissed me off so much that I was like, "Just get inside the fucking diner. I don't want to fucking hear you talk anymore."
All that drama just
yeah,
came back.
Everybody was looking up and go, "Who the fuck cares about the eclipse? I need to get away from you."
Yeah, you two have something of a problem with your brains because the eclipse was cool.
Thank you.
Every time I see it, I'm like, "We're so small. The world does all your problems don't matter. We're such a little like ants on a planet." And you know, we just you need to love each other.
That's
more.
Cool.
Yes,
yeah.
Colton. Yes, that's what I was just. Like,
I might be autistic.
No, that's a good way to look at it. Though.
I was just thinking, like, so many people like are like conspiracy theorying about it and like talking so much nonsense about, oh, what could it mean? And I saw somebody.
What could it mean? What are they, the fucking Aztecs?
It's so stupid.
What are these tribes people you're talking to?
It's worse than that. I didn't read the article, but it was talking about on The View, there was a woman that came on and was saying that the eclipse and the earthquake that we just had was due to climate change. How could the eclipse be due to climate change?
I'm sure it's fine.
They still air The View?
Yeah. Everyone on that show should be shot in the head. Okay?
There's like, they happen all the fucking time.
How though?
They're trying to distract us from Diddy. Trust me. Yeah. Yeah. This is all about P. Diddy.
Is this mine? Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
When I was watching the eclipse, I was just listening to the soundboard from Diddy's house. It was bad. It was real bad.
Yes, Harrington.
Bad boy for life.
When that's a check. That same View host also said her makeup artist, while doing her makeup during the earthquake, threw up her hands, ran down the hall screaming, "Jesus is coming. The rapture is here."
That I believe. That I believe.
Wow. Oh, God.
Anyway. So little faith. Jesus did say that.
Anyway, I just thought it was like a sweet thing. Because everyone always hates each other. Everyone's always fighting in the streets and doing crazy shit. And it was just nice to see people happy
that
together. It was
that
sweet.
Yeah. Any injuries? Everyone was saying don't look up. But did anybody
It
have,
was
like...
hard to not look up at it, by the way. Like, we were in the backyard here for a little bit and we had the glasses on. Yeah. Well, but we would like take them off to talk and then keep going to like... look up at it.
Maybe it was like, people are, they're assuming someone's so stupid, they're just going to like lock in and not fucking, you know.
Yeah, Trump did that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got videos of Trump.
I think Lewis also did that. I didn't watch it yet.
Lewis did it with his phone. He looked at his phone and he like zoomed in on his phone.
But there was, we talked about it real quick, but on Ross podcast, we talked about it, that there was one woman in 2017 that looked up at it, and now she has like a permanent crescent in her vision forever.
That's wild.
But how annoying must that be?
That's kind of cool.
I hate it.
No, can you
just see like
that's
this in front of your eye all day?
Yeah. You can just like, that's a shallow how moment, you know? You can start fucking ugly dudes and just like put the thing in front of their face.
That's true. Yeah. Or if they have like ugly face, hot body. Because then you just don't see the face, just the body, if the crescent goes the right way.
That's most men.
Well, or the other way around.
Yeah.
That's true.
Other way around. Women?
Good.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, wait. What else do we have here? Oh, so the contest.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the diet contest.
Very good.
Yeah, we got to start that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been discussing doing a crowdfunded weight loss competition between the two of us.
I love that. Okay. I love that.
Are you back on board? Okay.
Oh, I'm back on board. I used to be over 400 pounds. So
teach me the ways.
Oh, I will.
Nothing fits me. I just bought from TJ Maxx.
I literally have been on keto for the past almost 100 days. I have not broken it once.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you feel?
I feel incredible.
Wow.
I look disgusting, but I feel incredible.
You look great.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw with my shirt off, you'd kill yourself. But it's all just like loose
dead skin.
Oh, dude. I'm going to become one of those like ripped guys on Instagram who's like abs. And like the skin, it's like anything's possible.
This is baloney.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's all right, man. It's still good.
It's great.
What are you guys gonna do for your diets?
Okay, so here's the thing. So first, here's one part of it. We're gonna make it crowdfunded. So the fans,
you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna allow the fans to give us money. You know, we do that. Right? No,
if they want to contribute to this,
wait, what are they gonna buy you?
No, they don't have to buy us anything. We're gonna like create.
You ever heard of a diet where you make a wish list and people buy you stuff?
So like, thongs, get with it. I get you guys get subscribed to my OnlyFans for free.
Is it still free? I thought you were switching it.
You have an OnlyFans?
I do. It's $10 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have to warn you, though. Apparently, I have to warn people now. I show little to no hole.
But little.
But that's a little hole is good. It's like
the crescent
eclipse.
Vision.
Yeah. Your asshole is the eclipse.
Yeah.
That was just him the whole time. Just like,
that was me. That was God's little hole you saw up there.
Dude, I looked right at it. I'm subscribing.
So the plan is like create like a Venmo account and then so whoever wants to contribute to it they can.
Yeah.
I figured 2 month period is like a fair amount of time.
Okay.
And then
Winner gets the pot?
Yeah, the winner gets the pot.
And is it based on number or percentage?
I think percentage is more fair. So that's up to you. Like this morning, because I figured maybe this would be the start, so I weighed myself and I took a picture of it. So the date is there. And I took it at home.
You gotta go full bikini. I'll go full bikini.
I'm not doing that.
And we gotta get on the scale. We got people want to contribute money. We gotta give. We gotta give them a show, Shannon.
You can't be drinking water before to. What is no water?
You're right. I don't trust Figs' antics to take his own pictures. Nice. By the way, he wants everything, and I understand you guys would probably be on his side. But everything I mention has to. He's just like Lewis in this way, the most annoying way possible, where everything is, yeah, we'll do that as long as your feet are showing and you're naked.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing? We got to give some for the fans, boys. You guys know what it is.
That's not what this show is. So annoying.
I'll be fully naked.
I don't care. It's obnoxious.
I'll be so naked. I'll do whatever the fans want me to do.
I'm actually on your
side. They don't want me to be naked. They're actually giving me clothes to put on.
Yes,
but they want you.
I am. I'm on your side. I would never take my shirt off for money.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even do it for sex.
You should. You look good.
You haven't seen it. I have sex with my shirt on all the time.
Wow. Do you go in a pool with a white tank top?
No, I think that's wrong. I think I think if you wear your shirt in the pool, you're a pig.
Okay, cool.
Any kind of shirt.
Any kind of shirt. You're not a man.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's the plan.
You know what I do? I go in a pool with the shirt on first, right? And then when I'm deep enough, I take the shirt off in the water and it floats and I like... You know, like, hey, and it's his shoulders. So I feel comfortable.
Wait,
with
but do
shoulders.
You put it back on before you get out of the pool?
I've probably done it once, but no. Usually I'll just kind of like, all right, when I exit the pool, I'll be glossy at least. So I'll look better than the initial entrance.
But then what do you do with the wet shirt?
Oh, it's usually, you know, I'll kind of squeeze it, maybe put my little bandana on it and be cool. You know what I mean? But yeah, just a little sea line at this point. So we need to do this diet.
What are you going to do?
I mean, I know what I can do to lose weight, but it's just going to be difficult.
Is it going to just be not eat?
If I fast, the only ways I've lost weight are the worst ways. I have to fast, which is impossible because you're doing comedy at night, you're doing shows at night. I need to fast, 8 o'clock, don't eat, start eating at 12 the next day, and I need to stop drinking.
I disagree.
Those are my two things, man.
I've been doing keto. I do the keto bread. I'm making grilled cheeses at midnight after shows. Oh, I don't give a...
Oh, yeah.
I eat... Let me tell you something. I quit drinking 2 years ago. I've eaten a pint of ice cream every single night. That's over 800 pints of ice cream.
The Halo one? The healthy
one? Oh, it's
called
Rebel. Okay. And I'll eat every single night. And if I'm at comedy shows, I know HEB in Texas closes at 11. Yeah. I will leave shows early to go pick up my keto ice cream because I have to have it every single night. So I'm eating grilled cheeses and ice cream and still losing pounds, pounds, pounds. So you can do it. I would just do that.
That sounds like fun.
It's
my
great.
My thing is, I don't ever want to watch what I eat, so I just do squats.
Squats are good.
And your muscle, your butt is your biggest muscle, and muscle burns more calories than anything. So if you want a big ass and a skinny waist, just do squats. Squatting.
He's never dealt with weight.
No.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
He came out of his mom's vagina with a pirate shirt.
Yeah.
He's always been hot, this fucking guy.
Yeah, I can't smell, so it also there's nothing there for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can't smell?
I can taste salty and spicy.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Forever?
Probably. unless Jesus comes back and is like, I'm going to grant a couple miracles, no cancer, and Cole can smell again. Okay, bye.
Next earthquake, maybe.
Yeah, I need it.
Wow.
Because I know some people like got COVID and then like never got their smell back. So I don't know if it was like something new or something.
No, I had
just
five
always...
concussions, 7 broken noses, and then I did cocaine for 2 years. So like, who knows?
You sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is it. We're
going
to start.
The man to me.
I don't think there's a scale here. And I don't want to wait another week to do it. Can we just like...
I'll take it at home. I'll do it tonight.
Yeah. Or can you make your wife take the picture of you doing it?
Sure.
Just so I see that you're not, like, have a backpack full of weights.
Shame me even more. Just have my girl.
No, we don't have to post. You don't even have to show me it. Just, like, have it so that we have it for the end.
All right.
Today.
Starting today, the diet
starts
today?
No, like, today we're going to mark our weights.
All
right. And then in two, what day is this? Eighth? Ninth?
Ninth.
Okay. That's my birthday in 2 months from today.
Oh my
and
God.
It's our birthday week.
Oh, that's true.
So that'll be the reveal. That works out.
And then we'll have a big beach party.
Yeah.
Where everyone can take their shirt off.
Yeah.
And we'll all be happy.
Yeah. I'll be walking in the beach with the shirt on. Mike, take it off.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to take it off. Don't take it off before the water, Mike.
Yeah.
Last thing. So on the exclusive Power Hour that will be airing on next Monday, we're going to play a game of bingo with the guests on the show.
Okay.
And so the guests and...
Do they know the guest?
Scale.
Do they know the guest?
I'm about to say it right now, and I'm going to regret it. Because every time I say a guest before they come in, they cancel.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it because we need to do it for this game.
Sean Penn. Yeah. So that's Sean Penn.
So the guests are going to be Ralph Sutton and Big J Oakerson.
Let's go.
So what I need from the fans, and if you can get some of these during the show, Harrington, from the chat, send in what you think would be good things to mark off on a bingo card. What are things that we all do, me, Figs, Ralph, and Big J, what are things that we all do or say often or whatever that we can mark off on the card, and then whoever wins, like, we'll get a thing at the end. So send that in as we go, and because we're recording it this week, so you guys have to kind of send that.
So you weighed yourself. How much do you weigh?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, when do you say it?
At the end.
Oh, you're going to just send it to me so I know?
No, I have it on my phone. So it's dated.
Okay, so at the end you'll show both.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it now. You can.
Okay. I don't know, I'm about like 270, but okay.
Yeah, but it's a guy. No one cares what that number is.
Actually, girls' numbers don't make sense to me.
Same.
Yeah, like, I don't like, give a fuck how much you weigh.
If you said 150, I wouldn't know if that was high or low.
I mean, I prefer if a girl weighs 98 pounds, but that's just me personally. I like it thin, you know? Yeah. As a gay man who obviously wants to make clothes one day that women can't fit into, I like
them
small.
You just want an American girl doll.
Yeah, yeah. I love American girl dolls.
So numbers don't mean anything if they're over 100.
Yeah, they're not worth anything.
Yeah.
All right, guys, before we go any further, we have to talk about Capsulite.com. If you are a fan of the show, you probably drink with us. We drink on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're drinking with us during the power hour. A lot of drinking on the show. And the only way to get through the next day is with something that's going to help with how you feel the next day. And that is Capsulite. It prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. You take it during and before drinking. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver. And most people think that why you feel shitty from hangover is from dehydration, but it's not. The toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. And they come in little portable packets that you can take to a bar, a club.
I love those.
A grinder date?
A grinder date. You know me. I'm always on grinder. Yes. I love those little portable packets. I like to play a trick. A lady will think it's a condom, and I'm like, ha ha, it's not a condom. It's Capsulite.
It's just going to make me feel better tomorrow, not you.
Yeah, it's going to make me feel better. But guess what? You're getting hepatitis C because I'm going in raw, but gross. I'm going in with Capsulite.
That's satire. That's satire, he's saying, guys. All right, so all you have to do to join us in feeling better the day after drinking is go to Capsulite.com. That's Capsulyte.com. And use promo code GAS, G-A-S, at checkout. And you're going to get 30% off. I mean, that's almost 50% off. 50%
right around
off,
the corner.
Yeah, 50% off is almost 100% off. It's basically free.
It's literally free.
It's not literally
free. No, well, it's almost free.
Yeah. Virtually
free. 30% off. Use code GAS, G-A-S, for 30% off. Come on, that's a steal. Get it. Try it out. See if you like it. It's delicious. One more time. Capsulite, Capsulyte. Capsulite.com. Use promo code GAS for 30% off at checkout.
Let's get back into it. All right, so that's it. Those are the things. So send in your bingo thingamajiggies. We're going to have a Venmo account ready next week for you guys to start donating to it. And that's it. That's all the housekeeping that we have to do. Now we can get into the segments. So guys, typically, first time we have a new guest on the show, we ask you to tell us a story about either your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience.
Okay.
Well, we're both gay. Uh-huh. That's pretty weird. Yes. That's pretty.
I mean, I want to hear about these concussions.
That's pretty fucking weird. I played rugby, so that's where I got those.
Oh, amazing.
My weirdest date, I'd say my first date with a man was bad because I was living with a Vietnamese family and I was like really like into pho, and I was like, I know all about pho. I have it all the time. And I went on this date with a guy and I was showing him that I wanted to like you break up all the stuff and you put it in. And I was breaking up the jalapenos, and I took a bite, and it splashed right in my eye. But I had just been breaking up the jalapenos, so I fucking started rubbing my eyes. And then I was like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And I ran to the bathroom.
He thought you were talking Vietnamese.
He's like, I don't think
you love spa.
You should be pulling your eyes back like that. Like, they can see us. And so I went to the bathroom, and I was like, just like pouring the water on my eyes. And he comes, he's like, are you okay? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, so he played it cool.
Yeah. And that guy had two pee holes.
Whoa. What? Oh, that's a little dickie has that, right? Isn't that there's a scientific term for that, right?
It's skin where it shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just two pee holes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
But what about the ejaculation part? Did that happen? Did you ever? Did you experience the
Yeah, but I never
part?
Saw it, if that makes sense.
Oh, wouldn't you just want to see it?
What do you mean? Wait, where did it go? Where did it go? That's, pay attention, everybody.
I guess it would be hard to get right up in there at that moment, maybe.
There's more
to, like, watch it come out.
Inside of me is my point.
I get it.
Okay,
what I'm saying is
I'm horny and confused. It's really weird.
I was like, it wasn't a condom issue, if that's what you're saying.
No. It didn't even enter my mind.
Oh my God. It's like when you ever get like a little hair stuck in your pee hole and you pee and it does the cross stream.
Yeah, that's so what I'm just curious what that would look like on the exit.
Yeah, like a different filter.
It's like that super soaker with two.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Exactly.
But then does it make it
wide,
like,
shot?
Shoot out more, like with your thumb over a hose? Like, does it shoot out faster? Ooh, or?
I got to try that.
Hey, I'll never know. He likes Disney too much, so I stopped talking to him.
That's okay. Yeah, that's a big red flag.
Yeah.
Big red flag.
He was like, want to go to Disneyland? I was like, not. No.
Creeper.
Do you want to go to Disneyland? What, with your fucking two pee holes? I don't think so, bitch.
You're peeing all over the place. What the fuck?
Wait, how did you recover from screaming at him in the bathroom with burning face?
Yeah, dude.
And then result in, like, going back home with him? Or was that not the same day?
Well, I've never really had a problem with doing too much to I've never been dumped.
Okay.
Obviously. Look at him. Yes.
So I think he still was like, it's gonna be fine. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Forgiven.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I wish I could be a powerful gay dude. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's got the world on his hands.
Yeah.
Got the whole
man. Jalapenos being racist and people don't care. I thought you were going to say that you touched the jalapenos and then you did something with his wang or your wang and you burned yourself.
No, but I did do that to a girl once. I was eating spicy Indian food. But my dad's whole advice, like, growing up was, like, spit on it and don't go shoving it in there. So I remember,
good,
like,
dad.
And she was like, fuck, and I'm gay now.
The Taki Masali made him gay.
Yeah.
Did you recover from that?
I haven't eaten pussy since.
No, but I mean that day. Were you able to, like, complete having sex that day?
No, she was like, we're done.
Okay.
And I was like, even done by a woman.
I don't know. I was like, I have blue balls though, bitch.
Wow. Deep inside, every gay man is a little straight man still. Oh, you don't get your nut.
You
just like,
you look at yourself, selfish. You're selfish. Yeah.
Was that the last chick that you were ever with?
No. Okay. Over the pandemic, I did shrooms in Mali, and I hooked up with an Australian man and his girlfriend.
Nice. What'd they make you do?
Actually, my husband couldn't stop blowing him, and so I was on Molly, and I was like, her vagina feels exactly like a carpet.
Nice. There you go. Wow.
And I, you know, did that, and then that was going well until my husband tried to DP her, and she didn't like that.
Whoa.
Wait, this
you
is...
You guys are rock and roll.
Wait, I'm confused. Yeah. I'm confused. This is your husband?
Mm-hmm.
But you said an Australian guy and a chick, so it was the four of you?
So you did like a little swinger stuff. Or like
I guess so, yeah. So
three guys and a chick.
Yeah, three and a chick.
I think if I was the chick, I'd be like, what's going on?
This is sick devil show. These men all touching each other.
If I was a girl, I'd be homophobic, though.
The whole idea was they went out drinking, and then they wanted the Australian guy to come fuck me, but... I didn't really want to be like served up in front of
your everybody. Husband and the wife.
Yeah, it felt very much like, go on, honey, you'll enjoy it. He's like, I don't know if I like this.
So you're telling me you can't taste or smell?
If I was a girl and my husband wanted to get blown by guys, I'd be like, you're a fucking faggot.
If I was a girl,
If I was a girl, if I was a guy, I'd be like, that's so cool.
And I was going like, what, my pussy isn't good enough for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, you need a man mouth? Mm-hmm. God, you're just like your dad. You're so weak.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, is the Australian guy, did he participate with you guys at all?
Two things. Basically, it lights off at one moment, and he was like, why? Wait a minute, you guys. Where's Chip?
Who's
and
tugging then, my ass?
And Chip.
Wait,
who's Chip?
Chip's my husband.
Okay.
Come on, Chip, come here.
And then he goes... Owen, I'm sucking your dick. He goes, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was you. And then he kind of got in bed, and then he was like trying to like help me help her, and he kept on like taking my, like, you know, like in Ghost, how he's like comes behind me. He was trying to do that, but it was like way too hard. I was like, no, I don't want to touch it so hard. And he's like, no, she likes it. She can just be rough with it. And I was like,
fucking Jibba. Fucking give her a horror fucking do it.
Jibba.
Jibba, give her a good old fucking jib now. Oh my God.
I never realized how unsexy the Australian accent is.
I hate Australian.
Or no. Who would have thought a mouth is a mouth? I could have told the difference. I'm coming.
So the lady got airtight. Oh, well, was she airtight? Meaning there was mouth and vag and anal? Or was just DP in the vag?
Oh, he was trying to DP vag.
DP vag, okay.
Does that work?
Well, she wasn't into it.
So at this point,
he was trying to be like this, like in two dicks, one mouth.
I don't have any dicks. I am a celibate.
But there is a story, Shane.
I thought you were saying lesbian. I go, good for you, girl. Fuck these men.
Okay. I'm just a fat little Mexican straight guy who's just like here for balance. Yeah. My wife.
Are you really celibate?
Yeah, I am celibate.
How long?
I'm an incel.
No, you're not incel.
6 years.
Oh, you haven't had sex in 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
I love that. You're like, and we need stories about your sex life.
Exactly.
How she gets off.
Tell me what it's like.
Gay guys coming on.
Are you waiting for something?
Yes.
A real man.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
I want a connection. Yeah.
Right. And how are you getting that?
I'm not.
are you emotionally closed off?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
very much so.
And so you're like, I love that. You're like, until I connect, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Also, I probably won't connect.
She's smoking hot under that hoodie.
You're
but she won't take
no, I'm cocooning.
And the face, you're smoking hot.
Thank you.
No, stop.
Stop it.
No,
no, you stop it. No.
You stop.
Janet,
show everybody your feet. Show the guys your feet.
Pull them out. Pull them out.
Just
are those docks?
The package.
Take the docks off. Let me see those feet. I don't get fees only for straight men. I think.
Really?
I don't think gay men and women. What woman is ever like?
What about if your husband or your gay partner? I don't know if you're married. The guy takes off his shoes.
I've never been in love, buddy.
He takes off his shoes, and he's got beautiful manicure.
I don't
nice
even know.
Toes.
What, I wouldn't even look at it. I don't even it know what beautiful
feet. Wow, you guys are straighter than me.
Oh, yeah. No, wait, you like male feet?
No, I like my girl's feet.
No, you like
I like
men
women's
feet.
Shut up. I rub my uncle's feet, and it fucked me up. No, I like women's feet.
Yeah, and men.
As I'm doing every tick to show
I know,
online,
you're gay.
I'm like,
it's
I'm
okay
fucking, whoa, what are you talking about with my overcoat?
And just so you know, we don't think it's gay to let other guys suck your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, guys, just take a moment and talk about your kratom, and we'll be right back. Give me a minute, guys. Hold on. No. I like the whole package. I love stockings, and it's crazy because I used to rub my uncle's feet. I used to rub my mom's feet, and I used to see my mom every morning with stockings on. So I have a crazy stockings, fishnet, heels, feet fetish.
If this was Law and Order SVU, you'd be the killer. It's
hey, man.
I got new.
Strangling him out. Also, it's always like, oh, he's tied down.
I like that you. I like that you've done work on it, figuring out about yourself, but I don't like how you're like, it's because my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
yeah
the uncle. Exactly. Not the uncle.
I don't even know why I mentioned him.
My uncle did do stockings too.
Yeah, you know.
They were more high-pulled socks. Thick wool socks.
Wait, which one's the uncle? You're the uncle.
I'm uncle.
Okay. Uncle.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like yeah that.
Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah. That's wild. Are you a swinger?
What does that mean?
What?
I actually don't
that's
know what that
your
means.
No. Wait, who's your husband?
Chip.
Okay. You're gay or bisexual?
Thank you for asking. I identify as bisexual online to trap men into hooking up with me, but
nice.
I am gay.
Fuck yeah.
Bisexual guys only want to hook up with each other, so you have to lie.
What do you mean swinger?
Really?
What does swinger mean?
Swingers. You don't know what swingers are?
I don't think that exists in gay.
No. Gay swingers is we're just allowed to do whatever we want.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Swingers are people that like meet up in a house and they all bang each other. Like,
I don't go
that's not
to
what a swinger is.
That's group sex.
That's group sex. Airbnb.
You never been to a potluck?
Swingers is more like it's more like two straight married couples
yes
that are like, we put the kids to bed. You want to come over and play?
Yes.
It's like
yes
sex.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
it's
yes
gross. I hate the word play.
I hate that too.
I know,
somebody mentioned. I heard that recently on the podcast. It's a weird.
I did too. I heard them talk about the sheets, like the plastic sheets called play sheets.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I'd rather not have sex with you than have plastic sheets.
It's so gross. But I'd rather put our garbage bags down.
Very Dexter.
Yeah.
I had another. Oh, okay. Is it, maybe this is just too general a question, but is there.
Is it gay?
Is Fig gay? Is it, are there not, monogamous gay.
I've heard of them.
They're losers, though.
But it's like
it does exist. But there's also like gay Christians, and that's crazy too.
There's also like two different types of monogamous gay guys, which is like the really young ones that are like, I don't know why gay people all have to be open. And it's like, well, you're just 22 and you don't realize that you want to nut in other people. And then there are the older guys who like escaped AIDS that are like, we did this because we were so afraid of getting AIDS that like now it's like we were like we're together forever, you know. So I think it's like those two groups, and then we're here in the middle, just sucking and fucking.
Put it in. Rock and roll gays.
Yeah,
yeah. I need a new tattoo. Say, put it in. Do you guys do tattoos here?
We'll get you one. Skankfest.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah, we'll get you a tattoo. Okay, Dylan, we have to hear your story. So worst date or weirdest sexual experience.
Okay, so I don't really date because I'm also emotionally closed off, but I do because I used to be fat. I act out sexually on the apps a lot, and so I've put myself in a lot of crazy situations. And so one time, I was messaging this guy on the app. My friend was visiting me from out of town, so I was like, oh, I should probably have sex before she gets here so I don't like ruin the trip. And so I got on Grindr. And do you guys know how Grindr works?
I've been trying to figure it out.
I can explain it to you right now.
Figure it out.
So, because I'll tell you why real quick. On the SDR show, on this network, we're doing a bit where Jay and Ralph both have Grindr pages. I'll show it to you after.
I'll show you Grindr.
Okay. And then and they're trying to see like who gets more matches. But then when I went on there.
No, like Zillow?
Yes, I realized that.
No. So here, it's like, there's no.
It's just like messages, right?
So it's like who's close to you.
Yeah,
that's the.
And then it's just messaging. Just messaging.
So you can message any of these guys right here. And all these guys are in the last, these are all under 1,000 feet away. So I can message any of them or whatever, and they all have pictures or not pictures. And so I was on Grindr and I was looking, and this guy popped up, and he didn't have a face picture at all, and his name was just bisexual. So that already.
I'm in.
I'm like getting so excited.
Sting operation. That's like someone's gonna kill you. Some crazy guy.
And that's what makes it so fun.
Here
we go. And so we're messaging, and he's like,
"Now I know why you hate your mom, dude."
I love my mom. She's gonna watch this. and so he sends me a picture, and it's just his like chest, and I have a bad chest, so him having a good one, I was like, "Here we go," and a picture of his dick, And he was like, do you want to come suck my dick? And I was like, yeah. And so also I make guys send me voice memos before I come over because I want to hear the voice, you know, because it's like sometimes guys will be like.
Because he's homophobic. He doesn't like gay boys.
Oh. Well, sometimes they're like, I'm straight, which is like, and you're like, that's so hot. But then you get there and they're like, and are you going to suck my fucking dick? And you're like, I thought we said DL. Or you get there and they're like. And you're like, that's not DL. But, I got to this guy's apartment and I knocked on the door and he texted me instead of answering the door and said, enter.
Oh,
and I
was shit. Like,
this is just like an apartment complex in Austin.
Wait, but do you love it more at this point?
No, now I'm a little scared because I'm like, normally they open the door and you can be like, because I also host at my apartment, but I like, and I've had to like kick guys out so many times because they like, whatever, you're like, you're fucking gross, get away from me.
Yeah.
And I open the door. And I start walking in, and I can, like, start seeing he's, like, sitting on his couch. And it just, like, all comes in. It's like at first, it's like, oh, you can see him in his boxers, wife beater. He's wearing a ski mask.
Oh, shit.
No, this is good for him.
Yeah, no, I'm locked in. I'm locked in, too.
It's locking. Nice body?
Oh, ripped.
Oh,
ripped
in.
Body.
So this guy doesn't want to be his identity. He doesn't want out
100%.
So this might be, who knows who this is.
And so I've never done
something like. Might be Ryan Gosling.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm nervous.
You're like, he's black, but he might be Ryan Gosling.
He's black, but he takes it off. It's Ken. Yeah.
Wait. So, but your feeling when you see this is excitement, and not like you're terrified.
I do want to say he's also playing 90s gay, like bop, bop, bop music.
That's like, what is it?
Like Genie in a Bottle?
No, who's the murderer?
like American Sight. No.
But Jeffrey Dahmer.
You know what it was?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes. Yeah, and so
but Jeffrey was mask off, open, very charming, meeting at the bar.
I just imagine if there were apps in that day and age, you would walk into this situation.
Yeah. It was very like, I was like, oh my God, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, but this is fucking scary. And so obviously I'm like not a woman. So I went over and I like got on my knees. And
you didn't even greet him. You didn't say hi. You didn't change the channel. You just went right for.
But he's wearing a ski mask. We don't want to say, how you doing today? It's been a rough, I'm sure, a couple hours for him.
Was the loot good at the burglary? Did you bring enough pirate gold home?
The getaway car. And so I'm like sucking his dick or whatever. And great dick, great body, gorgeous. You can see gorgeous eyes.
He's making straight guy noises?
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then he does something
love
which...
that he loves his eyes through the ski mask. He's
well, the joke I say on stage, the joke I say on stage is like, I'm always like, you know, like everyone gets so nervous. I'm like, oh, don't get nervous for me. Like the eyes were cut out of the mask. I could tell he was kind. And so
yeah, those kind old.
Those kind...
I was like, fake contacts.
Yeah. And so I'm sucking his dick, and then of course, as all the straight bisexual guys end up doing, he reaches down to grab my dick because that's what they're really there for. They trick you over there to suck their dick, and then they want to suck yours, and you're like, ugh, whatever.
What a terrible trick.
Oh no, I'm gonna get my dick sucked.
You know what though? When you're in the moment, you're like, I'm here to suck. Don't trick
me. I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
And so I'm sucking his dick, and then he's like,
I understand.
And so I'm doing it, and then he reaches down, and he's like, oh, he's like, would you fuck me? And my first thought is like, straight guy ass. No. And but then I do. And I go, let's move it to the bedroom. You know what I mean?
I put my foot down and I said no. And I fucked him good. Yeah.
And so we're fucking. He still has the ski mask on. I'm wearing a condom because I'm not, you know, disgusting. And so And Colton doesn't wear a condom. Colton will block
the Australian
people.
Guys like, take that rubber off, mate.
If he won't wear one, if Colton has, he'll block people if they want him to wear a condom.
But he's immune.
I know.
You know what I mean? This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Nothing can take. He's invincible.
There's a pill for that.
Yeah. And then so we're fucking, and in the middle of us fucking, this guy just goes like, he like looks at me in the eyes. He's like, oh my God, I don't even know your name.
Oh, wow.
And I thought like, I haven't even seen your face yet.
Yeah.
And you want to know, like, my name or whatever. And so he takes the mask off.
Oh, shit.
Hottest guy I'd ever had sex with.
I was like, I'm Dylan. Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N.
And then they got coffee.
And then, no, we literally had sex for... I actually never had such a crazy good connection with someone. We had sex for like on and off for like 3.5 hours. Nice. To the type of point where you're like, we're like making out. I was like, do you like coffee? You want to get a movie sometime? Like, I literally was just fucking a guy in a ski mask and I'm trying to ask him out on a date.
Yeah.
I go, I'm clearly fucked in the fucking head. And we did that for like 3 hours and then, yeah, fucked him a couple more times. Then he ghosted me. Who cares?
Never fucked you.
I don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're top.
Bad body. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He will one day.
Once I get a good body, I'm getting fucking railed, but I'm not yet.
Do you think that this guy...
That's a clip. Can we put that on YouTube?
Yeah, of course. And also...
Now I'm going on TikTok. I'll do well.
I want to say this about the guy as well. Went to Harvard. Okay.
Whoa.
Do you think that this guy does this on purpose?
No.
Like, just to, like, have this fun reveal for other people? Like, he knows how good-looking he is, and he's like, oh, they're going to be so terrified what I look like. Let me just do this fun thing where it's like, ta-da,
no, I think
beautiful.
He's really into, like, anonymous play, but which is huge and gay.
So do you think, like, he doesn't show himself to everybody?
I don't think he does. I think he was special. I think he was like, whoa, this is
going good.
Thank you so much for saying I'm special.
Well, that's what I was alluding to. I was alluding to that.
Oh, yeah. I needed you to be more clear.
I'm sorry. Okay?
I don't think he showed. Yeah, for sure. I think he keeps the mask on all the time. Yeah. But he was really good looking. I actually think about him all the time. I'm like, should I text him right now?
Why did it end?
I think he's clearly fucked up. And yeah.
That's
because
great.
Every couple of months, I'll get a text and he's like, did you ever want to go out on that date? And I'll be like, sure. And then I'll never hear from him again. So I think he just likes to keep me on the line of like, yes. Yeah. And so now if he texts me anymore, I mean, he hasn't, but if he did, I'm not going to respond.
But then he will.
If he texts me right now, I'd be like, and I guess digital.
location.
Do you have a picture of his like face on your phone?
Yeah, do you
want to
see it?
I would love to see his face.
It's just another ski mask. His eyes are so kind.
Don't say his name because I'll actually
not. No, well, absolutely not.
I actually don't know his name. I just know my ski mask.
By the way, I'm like, now it's like embarrassing. I'm like, this guy's the hottest guy I ever had sex with. You see, and you're like, that's so mean. That's...
Of course not. I'm very excited.
Good for you, man.
So you also don't have your name on the app?
Oh, honey, no. I don't even have my face on the app. It's just a picture of my gray sweatpants.
I'm
my
all,
dick
I'm on there. I got my Instagram. I'm like, here are my shows.
I have no idea.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
That's crazy.
He
also has this thing where he, like, he loves sucking dick. And he has...
My apartment's called the Suck Shack.
Exactly.
Nice.
And so he's kind of there a lot. And there's these guys, and he's like... He actually said the other day, he's like... So there's like these guys, whenever they're holding their phone, like I can't tell if they're filming. I'm like, they're definitely fucking filming.
Oh, well, they hold their phone in a weird way that I'm kind of like, are you watching porn or are you? Because either one's going to hurt my feelings if you're watching porn or if you're filming me. Because it's like either way a violation.
I had something similar happen one time. This is 100 years ago, like before these kind of phones, 100 years ago.
Just seven.
It was a sidekick. Somebody was somebody filled in this
list. It was probably like 15. Yeah.
Where you at?
And Nextel. It's like 15 years ago, probably. But so I was in this guy's house and then we're in his bedroom. And then, like, here's the bed. And then in that back corner, there was, like, a dresser that was open, like, this much.
Yeah.
And then I felt like the way that he was doing things, and maybe this is just the way he does things, I feel like it was very performative. The way that he was, like, positioning himself on top of me, the way he was doing things, it was very like what you'd see, like, in a magazine or something. Okay. Not even, like, a porn. Just, like, weird.
Good angles.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. And that was just, like, I couldn't get it out of my head. And then I was just, like, let's just... I can't, sorry. And
did he
I
say anything? He was like, cut.
Starts clapping twice.
Did you cross your eyes and stick out your tongue at the same time?
Like, take it from the top.
I had a similar, I don't know if it's similar, but I went over to a guy's office to suck his dick a little bit ago. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was it's like always bad when they're like sneaking you in the middle of the day. I'm like, I don't have a lot going on. But
we are farmers.
And I was sucking his dick, and I halfway through, I was kind of like, well, we're doing this, like, right in front of his open laptop. I was like, this feels like maybe, you know, he's filming or whatever. Maybe that's not similar, but I was like, no, I think he's live streaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to, you can't even, like, really ask, right? You can't.
Well, that's what we talked about.
Gotta.
Because in my mind,
I feel like you can't. But
then, all you had to do was say, shut the door. You know what I mean? Shut the door.
Is that they're going to be like, if I'm like, what are you filming me? They're going to be like, what, filming your fat, ugly ass? Like,
that's
what you think.
I don't. Yeah,
I think the same thing. That's what I wouldn't ask.
You guys need to stand up.
I think we are insecure.
You guys need to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You guys
are like, hey,
like,
I think he's filming
like, what are we going to make him stop?
Yeah, I'm gonna
what are we
going
to say no?
There's a camera on the teddy bear.
I didn't sign a release, so you better not.
So he's about his money. He's about his business. He's like, hold. Yeah.
If you post that on your OnlyFans, I'm getting half.
I'll be able to, like, recently uploaded on Pornhub, just like me with my shirt on, bottoms off.
Pooh Bear.
Yeah, Pooh Bearing, sucking dick, humiliating.
Who's this hot guinea pig sucking this guy up with guinea pig titties? What the hell is going on over here?
Guinea pig titties is so funny.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, we have to move on to the next segment. We are blowing through this time. And
I don't believe you, by the way. I know you look good on
I'm wearing compression.
Really? Like Skims? Like Kardashian?
Yeah, like Skims. I'm wearing a full leotard. If you took this off right now, I'd look like Kim Kardashian.
I want that.
I mean, have it over here.
I need one of those.
No, by the way, it looks great. But yeah, I'm going to get all the skin surgery, please.
Wait, can I
get a picture? How big were you?
I was over 400 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah. Show him the picture of me on stage.
And what did you do to lose all the weight? Sorry, Shannon.
I started going to CrossFit.
Remember how we're running out of time?
Oh, yeah.
We'll save it. Hey.
You know how we did this whole thing already and we're trying to move forward?
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're moving on to bad things. Hey, they're responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? Really high?
Yeah.
Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Have you tried this, Figs?
I love it. They're so tasty. The Delta 8, I recently tried the little watermelon slices. They're light.
I think it's peach. I think peach
was
the one.
No, I've had the peach one many times, but now we have the watermelon slices. And they're a little bit lighter, so sometimes I pop like two of those little bad boys. And boy, oh boy, I feel good. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I popped two of them, and I porked my lady the other night.
Gross.
And boy, oh boy, I lasted longer. I mean, this has nothing to do with that, but just, you know, I'm just basically saying that this is good stuff. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp, and it can legally be shipped to various states and get you nice and high.
Also, not clinically proven to make you last longer in the bed.
I'm just saying, I like to have a little bit of, I like to smoke a little weed or have an edible, but Delta 8, oh boy. Just as good.
At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And Figs can tell you.
I get nice and stoned with it, and I Shag my lady.
No.
I shag her dead.
It's still going. He can tell you that YoDelta 8 works and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
If you like to get high and fuck your wife, get Delta 8. No. You're going to get 25% off, especially if you use the promo code GAS. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Let's get back into the show.
Bad things with you.
This is Bad Things, part of the show. We talk about fight stories, physical altercations. If you've been in more than one, then the most memorable fight that you've been in. Whoever wants to start.
Do you want to start?
I used to play rugby and I was closeted, so I've been in many, many, many fights. My dad was also an airborne ranger, so he was always like, you gotta hurt somebody for them to learn a lesson.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
But are you cool with him now?
Huh?
Are you guys cool?
My dad?
Yeah. Okay.
They have issues.
Yeah, that's confident.
Do I like my dad? Yes. Is it weird for me to say father and not be like, well.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. But he's great.
Okay.
He's very funny. We love him now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was just a closeted guy freshman year in college, and I didn't want to be in a frat, so I would just make a point to go to frat parties, blackout drunk, and fight them. But I also was like somehow really good the drunker I got.
Good.
And I remember just not being there.
Yeah.
And then my friend, and I got kicked out of the party. It's kind of like one of those YouTube blackout, like, you know, what is it called? Cloverfield,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like bouncing around. I'm kind of remember this girl yelling at me and then being like, what the fuck?
It's like a blackout scene in a movie, what you're describing.
Exactly. That's exactly. But that's living in my memory. I go to my friend's house right across the street and I was like, they kicked me out of the fucking party, but I stole their bikes. And he was like, fuck that. No one kicks my friend out of parties. So I was like, okay. So he goes back in and he's like, hey, what the fuck? And I'm just sitting outside and I'm like, nice. He's taking care of business. This guy knows exactly what's up. He's like, I want to know who the fuck pushed my... And I was like, yeah, buddy. And I'm like, no, don't say buddy. Don't go in there fucking hot. Be like, who pushed my buddy? I'm like, what are you fucking doing, dude? And so they immediately kick him out. And he just is standing at the door. And he just throws a brick into their window. Oh, no. And the whole party fucking stops. And I'm just looking. I was like, this... Like 30 frat guys just come pouring out of the fucking house. And I see like my other friend getting jumped. Apparently he was getting in, like three guys just jumping. I kind of kicked them. I turn around the corner and three guys come after me. And I don't remember any of this, but my friend says I took one by the shirt, put my foot in his chest and like rolled backwards and kicked him over.
Whoa.
And then I kind of came up like this. And the other two went and ran away.
Yeah, of course.
And I had bangs at the time. I just went. I walked away later to a boy's house.
Wow. Did anything happen?
We made out.
I love
so
that.
So you kicked really? Some ass.
And then I took
and
names.
You, and you took down some fucking
and then
cock.
And then I tongued some dude.
Yeah.
That guy that beat us up last night.
You were like, don't say buddy, but I'm going to go make out with this guy, but don't ever say buddy again.
That faggot kicked my ass. Whoa. Well, okay.
But that's a good move that you did, though. I know that move.
Mm-hmm.
I could picture the move.
I liked Jet Li movies, and I think it just sunk into my brain.
Yeah.
And then Blackout Me was like, I got this.
It's a shame that camera phones probably weren't as much of a thing at the time, because this would have existed in infamy had that been the case. And now we just have to go by your friend's memory.
Yeah, I wonder, who knows, whatever, fuck that guy too. Fuck everyone in that story.
What was that, what area were you in? Where were you growing?
Orange County. I went to Chapman in Orange County.
Cool.
Yep. Wow. Studied finance and business and German literature, because that'll come in handy. Yeah.
Dylan.
I'm really new to having male friends, so a lot of my fighting growing up was with words with women, and so I really learned how to take women down and they, you know, mentally. So I wouldn't say that they're like fist fights, but when you're looking at a girl and you're like, everybody hates your boyfriend, it's like it's like you look like shit tonight.
It's like Roadhouse and then Mean Girls.
100% right. You're like with eyes, you're looking at your friend being like, you'll never be anything. You know what I mean? I've learned how to like destroy.
You're not fooling anybody with that mascara, cunt.
100% Or even like deeper dick, where it's like, you're not smart. Women hate that.
This skit was just on Family Guy.
Was it?
Yes, this exact thing that you're saying.
She's like, you're stealing from Family Guy. I'm like, okay, Truman, fuck you.
Do it to her.
Where'd you get your hair done?
Shannon, those glasses, we know you're not smart.
I
couldn't do it.
She was very much like, you're kind of like Meg.
Yeah. Oh, I do have Meg nipples. We always say that. But
sound like Stewie.
It was Lois and then like some like mom from the school. And they set it up just like a... like Street Fighter, the game, the video game.
Yeah.
And so she would be like, oh, it's so nice how like you don't even try when you leave the house, like one of those things.
Oh yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And then then you see like her like life line go back and just like blow back. It was like exactly
that's exactly what it's like fighting with women. I will say that when I was like a junior in high school, me and my brother are like Irish twins or whatever, so we hit less than a year apart. And I do remember at one point we were fighting about something, and for the first time I like had enough courage to take the controller and like whip it at him, which is like really
hurt him.
That yeah, for sure. And I just remember it like hit his face, and it hit him in the lip, and it split his lip. And I've never seen someone more calm in his entire life. Like touch the blood, look at it, look at me. And we both were like silent for a second, and then it's like the minute I started running, he got up, and it was like I was like running up my basement stairs, and I like felt a hand on my like on the back of my like ankle, and it was like pop 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 pop, and he's like I'll fucking kill you. And then of course I was like.
We had a rule that was like only allowed to fight during commercials. So like I'd be like choking my brother out, and he'd be like tied, and we're like it was like back on Fear Factory. He's like commercials are over, commercials are over. I'm like tap out, bitch. Yeah.
I love that both of your fight stories were so cinematic. Like, they're both straight out of a movie. What you said, he's, like, grabbing for your leg. It's all slow motion. Oh,
yeah. It was scary.
So you've never been in a physical altercation?
No, and now I have fake teeth, so I can't.
Why do you have fake teeth?
Because poor. And so so these three are fake right here.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a bridge, but they pop. I can feel. I actually, right now, I'm like, I don't know if I'm smoking too much pot, and there's something like, I'm like, are they loose? Are they loose, or is it our, you know, not my teeth? I'm always like,
do you have to put like a glue? Like,
oh, honey, they're cemented in, but nice. They did fall out this past fall, and I was supposed to have a guy over to suck his dick, and I was like, I wonder if I can still get away with that. Because the other two are shaved down like little dinosaur mess. Teeth. Yeah.
Little nubs.
Oh, yeah. It really looks bad now. You thought one missing was bad.
Bro, you are broken and I love it. It's a compression shirt, fake teeth. I hate my mom. I hate my brother and her mom.
Sucking guys' ski masks on.
I'm sucking dudes with no profile picture. Like, he's wild. This is a wild boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I love both these. I love both you guys so much.
Okay,
last. We love you.
You guys are great.
Oh yeah,
gotta change my life.
I'll be your personal trainer,
please.
Yeah,
and I will too.
Wait, you guys are both helping him in the competition.
Oh, I can do your hair.
I'll take it.
Was that a dick? Her lifeline just went down a little bit.
No, I'll take it.
You need help, bitch.
You know what's funny? I forgot that it was weight loss. You know? And I thought, what do women like? Oh, women like their hair done. And I thought, I can be helpful in some way.
Also, they fat shame me.
I get so excited. I was like, oh, you do highlights. Yeah. And oh, yeah, girl.
My girlfriends in high school used to let me like dye their hair. It was, crazy.
I was very excited.
And I was like, I'm straight. Yeah, but.
I took it. I didn't take it insulted. I was like, wait, does he really do hair? I'm so excited.
No, Coleman does hair.
I do hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to hair school.
Oh, but you didn't offer me the services. You're helping figs.
Because I'm kind of like a loyal person, and I'll do his hair.
Fine.
And we'll do a whole competition.
I'll get you in a slutty outfit, though. Fine. If you went shopping with me, I'd be like, let's get these tits out. I go, yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Okay, deal. So we're split. We are split here.
My sister went wedding shopping once, and she was like, oh, I want like a reception party dress. And I kept on just being like, you look homely. And she was like, Colton, you're not helping. I was like, do you going for poor wench?
Wow. Okay, I have a couple of things. Okay. In the booth, can I please have a water? Can you please splash this? And then can I also have my charger from my bag in there? And then we can do scary things.
Okay.
I'll take a water too.
That's good.
Hey guys, let's take a moment to talk about the $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. Now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of kratom for just $60.
How did they solve that problem, you're probably wondering? Will anyone be able to solve that $60 YoKratom? How did they solve that legendary $60 kilo problem? Will anyone else solve the $60 YoKratom kilo problem?
By the way, that all stays in, and this is how they know we're doing a new read every time, because our slurs are different every week. You're going to find out on season 4 of YoKratom. That's right.
It says season 3.
But it's really season 4.
Earth.
Season 4 of YoKratom. That's right. It's YoKratom's fourth year, almost a third, of being a loyal sponsor on this show. If you're a fan of Kratom, you know that you have to be a slave to whatever is the garbage, to the bodega. Don't look at me. No, it's not bad. It's not bad in this context. To whatever is behind the counter at the bodega or the gas shop.
The gas shop. You know when you're at the gas shop? Let's go. YoKratom. Get your YoKratom. Kratom at the gas shop. So, home with a $60
You tried to make fun of me.
Yo, Kratom. Everybody likes Kratom.
They
Because I eat nothing today. That's why I eat nothing.
He's losing it, everybody. He's falling to pieces. They have powders, capsules. They have every shade you need. Everything.
Every shade you need.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, at least said shade.
Nope. I said every strain.
Oh, at least said every color and every candy.
No, wow. Wow. We're losing him, guys. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into it. This is Scary Things, the part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. This could be anything at all. It could be like sleep paralysis or like a dream that came true. From that all the way to like hearing a voice, seeing a disembodied spirit, anything that in the moment freaked you out and you couldn't explain.
Okay. I prepared different stories.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm like a gay vigilante and I've gotten several people arrested.
Oh, I like this.
Oh. Thank you. Okay.
So Austin's known for mass shootings on 6th Street. This is the first. There's two, and they're very short. The first one was there was a mass shooting. I was still doing cocaine at the time, and I was picking up a pack of cigarettes. I didn't know that the mass shooting just happened, but I was sitting in line at this gas station, and I hear these two guys come in behind me, and they're kind of going like the, oh, bro, I didn't know we were about to be friends. Like, holy hell. Like, it's very bro-y, very like, where are you from? And then they were like, yo, when I started shooting and I saw you pull your gun out, I thought you were going to start shooting at me. But then you started shooting over my shoulder and it was like that. He's like, dude, of course I was shooting with you. I heard what they said. And I was like, okay, I got to turn around and see who's talking. And I turn around and the guy spits on the gas station donuts. And I go, huh. Well, that I guess that's another reason to not eat gas station donuts.
Oh, I was thinking DNA right there, and we can find the guy that did the shooting.
Maybe they did.
Okay.
Maybe they did. I go, and he goes, "What?" I go, "That's another reason to eat gas station donuts." I said that out loud.
Oh my god!
And I just one pack of Camel Light, please, like that. I go, I call 911. They get arrested, and it was them.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
I don't call the police. That's crazy.
Oh, I still
You're like, spit on me.
I do love when guys spit in my mouth.
Oh, actually, okay.
Wait, they caught them? You called them right away? So after that, you were able to leave and they'd be like, these guys, I heard them.
Yeah, I was fucking terrified. I just the person who spits on gas station donuts is clearly
a psycho. He's
that's going the crazy. Crime he called in. I mean,
that's the thing that's
three perfectly fine Boston cream donuts. These assholes spit all over.
Yeah, I know the powdered sugar. I was fucking wanting those ones. And now I wasn't going to get the one behind. I don't know if there's some splash. There might have been splash, sir.
We're coming right now. We're coming on our way.
Then South by Southwest. There's a drive-by shooting, a drive-by hit and run. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but. It was 1 a.m. at the Creek in the Cave, and a block over, two people were just walking, and a car smashed them. Their bodies went a full block. That's how far they went. And a foot fell off. And I walked out. The police were just kind of like helping them. And I was like, you guys, we have cameras. Let's go. I'll show you them. And so I was just on the camera just watching this guy fucking get hit and die five times. And I was like, I gotta stop you. I'm not meant to see somebody die five times in a row.
The guy in a scooter? Is that the thing that what's his name? Cam Patterson was talking about on Kill Tony last night. He said he saw a guy die in front of the creek in a cave on a scooter. He got hit by a car, a black dude and a white dude. And the white dude's foot was like dismembered and all that shit. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to watch that five times over and over. But the car drove past and we got them. And then he was arrested the next day.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're doing so much justice stuff.
Oh, I know. One time I was taking tasteful nudes in my,
tasteful means no hole.
No hole.
Or what about when?
Very little hole.
Well, little hole.
No
Very
hole.
Little.
No hole.
This was 4 years ago.
Okay. Some
this was for like a jockstrap Instagram story.
Oh, okay.
This is very, very normal stuff.
Yeah.
And I got a notification, hey, your car door's open. I was like, that's not right. I was doing cocaine at the time. And so I go out there and a guy was going through my car door. And so I was confident, very confident at the time. So I did the thing that you do when you like have a sibling going through your stuff. You kind of like run up and like stomp your feet behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he turned around and like put a gun in my face. Oh, my God. I was still in my jock strap, so he had to be surprised.
Just your jock strap?
Yeah. He was like, oh, no, I hate crime.
That might have saved you.
Yeah, for sure it did. But then I was still on cocaine at the time. So I thought that like maybe like
you could.
I was like, I caught you. The rules are if I catch you, you have to give me my stuff back. So I was like, hey, can I get my stuff back? And then he was like, if you don't get off away from my face in 5 seconds, I'm gonna shoot you. And I go, what? He said, 5, 4. So I jumped behind a trash can because it was trash day. And he starts walking down the street and I call the cops and I'm like kind of going about behind the trash cans, and he goes around the corner. So I like run around the corner and he's just standing there. He goes pop, pop, pop.
Oh,
and so then I was
shit.
Like, fuck. And the police heard the whole thing, and then they came and they got him. And I was still in my jock strap when they came. And I was like, yo, you know, when you see cops and you're like, why the fuck are these hillbillies wearing that? We didn't know we were going to be on Cops, okay?
Oh, were they hot, though? Were any of the cops
hot? Oh, my God. So APD is, like, the hottest police force because they defunded the police in Austin, and then they realized that was a bad idea, so they had to hire a bunch of new ones, and, like, they hired only hot ones.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So you were dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, but that kid was only 16.
No.
Just jock strap.
Like, I don't know. Like, I imagine like
this sexy lady boy. Okay. Okay. Don't style my photo shoots.
Sorry.
I was doing manly stuff. Just, that looks good. That looks really good. Is that scary?
Wait.
Yeah, dude, like, I put a gun to his face. Actually, it's bad things.
This is bad things material, but I'll accept it. Did you press charges?
That's interesting. He ended up being 16.
So you can press charges on a 16.
Right, but I didn't want to like ruin this. I didn't want to ruin this kid's life.
His life isn't going in a great direction.
For sure. So they actually asked me, and the district attorney, I was like, is there like a camp he can go, like a scared straight camp? Like, I was like, my thing is I just don't want him coming around me anymore.
We're going to send up Busch Gardens.
Is there a camp where all the people who commit crimes, we could just put them into this camp?
Yeah, and maybe they could do some work there. I don't know. I was like, why the hell does justice have to fall on me?
You're doing it right every time.
All right. Well, I'm calling the cops. I'm involving the authorities.
You've done it 3 times.
No, I've done it more. Successfully. But I have taken too much of a different segment.
Do they recognize you? Did they give you like a little badge or something? Like, good job, buddy. You a deputy?
They normally, the guys when I was getting shot at, the last story, were like, this guy's clearly on coke.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, so like, you guys like comedy? And actually, one point, I was there for like 15 minutes. I was like, can I go put some clothes on? I was like, please, please do. Okay.
Did you offer them free tickets to the creek?
I did.
Yeah.
They did not take it.
Amazing.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I'm assuming that because I'm assuming that you, explain this segment to Dylan.
No, he's actually a witch, so I'm assuming he has something.
He has the right stories. Okay, no, but here's the thing. So while he's telling his stories, I want you to just think it through and just think about if there was something that in the moment was unexplainable and you couldn't figure out, and we'll circle back.
Okay.
Do you have a story, Dylan?
An unexplainable one. Well, I grew up in Massachusetts, and so, and I do identify as a witch. I do a lot of witchcraft to further my career. Constantly, I'm in my apartment, just like, and it's, by the way, working out. So, so I mean, I've had a lot of things. Oh, like,
here's where you can help me. Yeah. You can do witchcraft to make me win the competition. That's
for sure. Well, that's
me.
Gonna take hard work. Unfortunately, with witchcraft, they don't do weight. Unfortunately, we don't do weight in the witch community.
I love a spirit be like, sorry, that's like, we don't really like do that. It's kind of like messing with the devil kind of thing. You know, you don't really want to. You want to do that.
Wait, can the witchcraft do my hair?
No, unfortunately, it's just as it looks like just my. Career is working right. for. Because it's not working for love either. But
if someone of a jacked guy walked in and was like, could a witch suck my dick? Yeah, like, yes! Yeah. Oh no, possessed!
Best throw in Austin. Okay, that's so embarrassing. By the way, I'm always kind of like, don't go to the podcast, don't talk about sucking cock. And then immediately I get there and I'm like, guess he's cock sucking. It's so embarrassing. Bro. But okay, so I did have a thing in high school because we spent a lot of time like up in the woods. And so we would do the things where you like drive up to the top of the mountain and you get to this one parking garage and you like flash your lights a bunch of times and it's supposed to be like whatever that would happen.
Lady in white.
Yes.
Usually,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Lady in white. You know, and so we would do that all the time. But everything, it feels like, and everything just turned out to be like, probably explainable. One time we were up there and me and my friend were convinced we saw a dead body, but then it wasn't there. I guess the only thing I really have is this one is kind of good. My dad used to tell us stories about the woods behind my grandmother's house and about like having to be really careful that there were spirits back there and like really scary stuff. And so then every year in Halloween, we would do my grandmother's back, like the whole neighborhood, and then we'd cut through the backwoods. And so every year he'd be like, you have to be careful in these backwoods. You know, bad things happen here.
Like what kind of bad things?
You know, like spiritual stuff, like kids going missing.
Spiritual.
So
stuff.
My dad's like, my dad's
kidnapping,
like,
murderers.
Yeah. Spiritual. You know, like
rape.
My dad is, by the way, I should say, like a small town Massachusetts, like roofer, like grew up. He would tell us like insane stories. They used to like pick up hitchhikers and be like, have them in the car and be like, do you
kill
know? What we're gonna-? No, they'd literally be like, do you know what we're gonna do to you? My dad would do that to the hitchhikers and like threaten, and they'd be crazy.
Just fuck with them. Get out of my car.
100%. And my dad would be like, and Dylan, this is why you shouldn't do this. Because one time we got pulled over and the hitchhiker, the police pulled him out. He had a machete on him.
Oh,
yeah, dad, that's a good learning lesson.
Yeah.
And so he'd always be telling like the backstories about the woods behind my grandmother's house. And so then it must have been like 2002. And like we're really young. He's like, all right, everyone stay close. You know, we're in the woods. And we'd all, it's the end of the night, we're all walking, and we all start hearing something. And there's, like, people start running towards us, like these masked men, like screaming and grabbing all the kids. And we're all screaming, like, oh, my God.
Ski masks?
No.
And you're like I had full a, on like Jason.
I don't even know your name. You're like full on Jason masked. And
one of them was running with stockings. Bare feet.
And
Mom?
It just turned out to be my dad. He had hired all of his drunk friends to come in the middle of the woods to grab us and scare us in the middle. Of Halloween.
Your dad seems like a great time.
He's
that
killing
is kind
it.
Of fucking
oh,
hilarious.
He's the best. No, he's insane. Yeah.
Wait, how young were you at that time?
I'm probably 7, 8. Under 10.
Maybe teens.
No.
That, no, that's not.
No,
maybe
no,
that's
no.
Traumatizing.
I mean, that's the whole deal.
Yeah.
I don't really believe in ghosts. Anytime someone's like, this place is haunted, I'll just be like, I'll throw out, you know, hey, I don't really deliver messages, so don't bring them to me. So if you think you have something to like relay, I won't tell that person.
That doesn't sound like a non-believer to me.
What do you mean?
You sound afraid like me. Like,
I am afraid.
Like, I don't want it. Like again, I don't want to see it. I don't want to do
I'm not
it.
Gonna help you unless you can help me.
Close my eyes. All right. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
I don't really believe in it.
It but sounds like you believe in it.
Well, I believe in... Yeah, I guess I do.
Do you have crystals and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What is that on your neck right now?
Oh, this? I bought this at a witch store for good luck. It's working. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Whoa, hell yeah.
I haven't taken it off in months, yeah.
What is a witch store?
You know, like, where you buy, like, tarot cards, and there's people doing, like, readings. And,
like, sage and stuff.
And you can buy, like, stuff to do spells. And, yeah, I'm always doing, like, Mexican witch candles in Austin. Just, like, they're all lit. I'm just, like, you know. And that's what, doing a lot of spots. It's all working out.
It's just like you're not hosting your Grindr dates. It's a weird place for them to
Oh, it's so embarrassing when they come over to the apartment, too, because it's just, like, pictures of, like, pop stars on my walls. I'm like, oh, I thought you said you were bisexual, but yeah. I guess I don't have any ghost stories either. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. No, that was a fun one. Okay. Were you able to think of one? It's okay if you didn't.
I did, but the thing is, no, I do have holes in my brain. Okay, so I also.
I'm sorry. Can you just hand me that remote? I just need to make it a little cooler in here. Yeah, sure. Sorry. Please continue, Colton. I apologize.
It's totally fun. My dad did shit like that growing up. So like, whenever something scary was, it was always like, it's probably my dad fucking with us.
Yeah, yeah.
But we grew up like super Christian, like two times a week Christian, mm-hmm. and like my sister went to Peru to help them somehow.
Oh, what kind of Christian do you say?
We were an army, so we switched every time we moved. So I am pretty much like, well, I
but like
well,
missionary types
in England.
Missionary yeah. types. Okay.
In fact, my sister married a missionary family from Africa. But so cool, so cool. Thanks for helping. Wow. Also, so like, which
I love eating with my hands. Wow.
Which Peruvian was like, thank you for bringing all these 10-year-old white kids. They're
going
to be very helpful for our fucking poverty. I mean, yeah.
I have a question. Was she like dressed in native stuff and you were like, you look homely?
No, she wasn't dressed as Pocahontas.
Okay.
She wasn't doing face paint. Like, in Forever 21, I was like, that's eyeshadow, bitch. No, that wasn't happening.
Okay.
But like, there's different times in like where I like bought into it. Like when she came back from Peru, she was like, I saw a girl get possessed. And like the whole village had to hold her down and they threw him off. And I was like, you saw? They go, no, but they told me a story about it. And like, I bought into it. And then one time I like convinced, I think I was just daydreaming, but I was like imagining that I was swirling. I was watching a lot of Avatar, the cartoon. And so I was imagining that I was like Aang and
Airbender,
I was like this Airbender yeah. yeah. And I told my pastor about it. He's like, well, you know, God definitely sends visions. And I can't say that I can translate that one for you, bud. But
probably possessed.
Yeah, I was like, "Am I a demon?"
Yes.
He's like,
yes.
"You're probably gay. Yes. Probably gay." is gay a demon? It can be.
Yes, it is.
Ted Haggard, fucking for real.
I just saw a story earlier today. I was gonna bring it to a Real Ass Podcast for them to try to make it funny, and then I decided against it because it's so terrible. But it was a 3-year-old girl. It was a family. Do you know what I'm gonna say?
No, oh. But already 3-year-old girl, yeah. I'm like bad.
It was a very religious family, and they thought she was possessed because in the middle of the night she would wake up and scream. So this little girl is just having nightmares, mm-hmm. and they were like, "Oh, she's possessed. We gotta get everyone on board to do an exorcism." And they brought her into the church, and over the course of 2 days. Did like terrible things to her, starved her. She was vomiting, all the stuff. And she was like, please no, I love you. Whatever she could do to like make them stop. And she died.
Whoa.
And this is like in the name of religion. I'm trying to think. Is there
anything? Sounds like some like Venezuelan shit or some South America shit.
Yes, it was something Latinx. I don't know what the appropriate word is to say anymore.
No Wi-Fi.
But it was like, it was a, I'm trying to think.
I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure the people who killed that kid are like, thank God she said Latinx. Thank God she's really being gender neutral with the language.
What an appropriate show.
That's our daughter. That's our daughter. Thank you.
Thank you for shouting out the candles. Candles, wait.
They work. They work.
That's how you know I'm not possessed. Doing the right thing. It's not in me. So it was like I'm trying to think. Are you there, Harrington? Is he there? Is he looking it up?
Oh, that's
it was like
I
a
said.
Little girl killed by possession, I think. He was out of the room.
A bag of Skittles.
No, we killed her. I wonder if they were happy about that. That's just stuck in my memory. It's like one time this guy was possessed by pigs, and so God, pig demons. No, these demon, these.
This is
guy,
in the Bible.
Yeah, this guy was possessed by like 300 demons, and so God was like, "I got this. I'm gonna put them in the pigs and kill them." Remember? And all the pigs. We killed her.
We killed her. Was carnitas, wey. Let's go.
I just love that was its fix. Don't worry, guys. I got this. I'm going to fucking murder your whole pig farm. Yeah, I wonder how they feel about it. Is there any follow-up from them? Is like, at least the demon's gone?
Oh, it's in California.
So it's basically that. Like, there has... Okay, so this happened, I think, two or 4 years ago. It's either 2022 or 2020. that this happened, and they still haven't decided how they're going to prosecute or if they have enough evidence to prosecute. But according to the article, the mother said,
"I love that. How would we even fucking? What do we do? they murdered her, but how? Who's fucking working?
The mom's like, can you guys charge the spirits? Have you guys done the spirits yet? Because I'm pretty sure they killed her."
The mother was basically like, "We did the right thing. She had a demon in her. Like, what else do you want us to do?" I feel like no one is denying what they did because they believe in it so much.
But have you seen the videos?
Of the exorcisms?
Yeah, no, I saw a video of this little girl they were doing an exorcism on. She must have been like 7, and the pastor was like, "Give her back to us." And the little girl was like, "No." I was like, "Oh, God, she really has it."
Kill that bitch. Kill that bitch.
She's like, "She's mine." I was like, "Oh, this girl's like 6. She's got something in her. I'll tell you that."
Like, what she has is a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
Take that bitch to Hollywood. I fucking love that shit.
I want to see that movie.
Teenage girls are very dramatic.
She was like 7.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Hey, but they're more mature.
She looked like a little Dora the Explorer, like, "No."
Bang.
I can't have my backpack.
When she had bangs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. She flipped her bangs like you after the fight.
I'm going to go fucking mouth some boy.
I'm not your buddy.
So do you not believe?
In anything.
You don't believe in anything?
Anything.
Because of your upbringing, I'm assuming. You're like rebelling against it.
Okay. Whoa.
I think she just checked you, right?
Is that I still have sex, bitch.
That's a read, right? Did she just read you?
Go ahead, my hair, right? I have to get my hair done, I know.
I haven't found anything. I guess I believe in love and compassion.
I accept that. I'm not, by the way, you're being funny. I'm not taking a dig. It's just that I think that like when people grow up with like intense religion, that you're just like, that's such bullshit that I want to like not even think about it at all because it is like what's presented to you.
So, right. Like, I mean, I guess anything is a very blanket term for I believe in whatever science can prove.
Okay. So you think death lights out over?
Yes.
Oh, not me.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm very open.
You're so straight. You sound like a straight guy when you said you're like, not me.
Absolutely not.
For me, it's going to have to be.
You're doing possessed girl voice.
I believe in like, I'm like psycho. I'm like past lives and I believe in all that kind of. Oh, you know what's unexplainable? This is so embarrassing. I did actually, the first guy I ever fell in love with, I met him and I was like, we've met before. And that was unexplainable. And to this day, I've always been like, it made me believe in past lives because I was like, this is not the first time I've met this person.
We actually had a witch crazy on our show and she told me I was his
daughter in a past life.
Uncle? Oh.
Yeah.
Daughter in a past life.
Yeah. He was my daughter in a past life.
He was your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. She also told me in a different life I was like a Chinese prince, but like a one that only died when he was like 7.
She also told me that the ex I'm talking about, like, I used to be a witch, and that he turned me in and I was burned to the stake. So I was like, I love this. And I actually have been to a bunch of psychics, and one of them told me, she was like, she like read my thing. She goes, you've had magic in all of your past lives. And she goes, but you don't have it in this one due to bad behavior with it in your last. And I was like, classic me.
Let me guess. What did I do?
I can feel it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wait, can we ask some of these things to the Magic 8-Ball?
Yeah.
I want you to ask about him being your daughter in a past life.
Yeah. And then after, can we ask about my ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
I say, was Dylan my daughter in a past life?
Yeah. And just make sure it faces up completely, yeah, because it's stupid.
As I see it, yes.
There's the proof right there.
Try. Well, I'll try. I'll ask something. I'm gonna ask something spiritual as well. Okay. Will my ex-boyfriend ever love me again?
Oh.
My reply is no.
That's the end of the show, guys. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe.
Oh, wait, I did this. No. It's pretty accurate.
Have you ever seen that video? This girl, they ask her, like, you can have dinner with anybody, dead or alive. She was like anybody dead or alive, like my grandma. And she goes, like, yeah, she's like, probably my ex. I love that.
That's crazy. Is it because we want to go back because we're better now?
Yeah.
Like, I think about, like, my very first girlfriend, like, I wish I could go back because I'd probably, like,
bang her out better than I did.
Bang
right
her
now?
Out.
That's yeah. what you go back to.
Now we're out for the diet. Right now, even now, I was like 15. I didn't know what I was doing. Like now, I would have bang her now.
That's what cool. would you do? Like what moves would you bring to the table?
I would just like wait till she came. I gotta make sure she came first.
Massaging
I would,
feet. Massaging
yeah,
feet.
I would just yeah, I would just prepare mentally better for it. I would just get lubricant maybe, you know.
She was dry.
She was a little dry.
Well, she dead.
You know what? This is why.
15-year-old dry. She didn't like it.
She was
like
19.
You.
I was 15. I mean, she didn't like me. She did not. You're
oh,
right.
She raped
she
you.
She didn't
she
like
also,
me.
She raped you.
Actually, that is
story,
right?
It is kind of weird. Right?
Is it okay if it's boy though?
I really do think it's different.
Yeah. She was like a skinny Cuban girl, and I was like a beefy fucking. You know, I was bigger than her. I was like 15 turning 16, and she was 18 turning 19.
And you're like,
she was a cheerleader.
A
I was, yeah, I don't know. I want to go back and.
She was a cheerleader at 19. Bad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was a senior. I was whatever. I don't even remember.
The 19-year-old cheerleader took my virginity. Yeah.
The 19-year-old senior just still being in high school.
You're like, I wish you could go back.
She was
and
the best,
out.
And you guys fucking respect her, man.
She's buying beer for 15-year-old.
I should just clearly say, I don't want to be with my ex. I just thought that would be funny to do to the 8-ball.
Yeah,
right.
Get it. And cut that.
I'll lose it.
Leave all the other stuff in with the ski mask, but cut that.
Oh, 100%.
Leave everything else.
But I feel like we can go forever with you guys.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You guys
are awesome.
But we have gone over a little bit, and I do think we have to do plugs and get out of here.
Okay.
So, Figs, what are you going to plug?
Oh, man. At Comic Mike Figs. If you're watching now, the new episode of Fig Talk will premiere after this. If you're in the city, come to the Stand or the Comic Strip. This weekend I'm at the Comic Strip. Next I'm at the Stand. Come on by at Comic Mike Figs.
Colton.
I'm Colton Dowling. You can find me at Colton Dowling. I have a podcast called Some of This is Bad with Dylan Carlino. If you were looking for an OnlyFans with some hole, you're going to find me at Colton XXX Alexander D. But you're going to find that link at my Instagram. Go there, Colton Dowling. It's Colton Dowling at Colton Dowling.
I like your radio voice.
Yeah. What's the handle on the Instagram? I mean, on the OnlyFans.
It's one of those Colton XXX. Fuck my hole.
Nice. There you go.
I don't know what
it is. Nice. Let them know.
I think it's Colton Travels.
Cool.
Nice. At Dylan.
You're like, you didn't know it in a very, like, it's actually Colton Travels.
Because the whole thing is like, who am I going to fuck next? I'm always on the road because I'm a road type.
Yeah.
I've made it in a sad place. Yeah. I went to at-home rehab last week. We're fine.
We never talked about that.
Yeah, we're doing plugs.
If you guys need an at-home rehab schedule, find my school at coltonstravels.com.
At Dylan P. Carlino. You can follow the podcast at Some of This is Bad. And if you're straight and want to show your dick, you can send it to my DMs.
Do that.
Whoa.
Do that, guys.
Wait, you're not going to be a Yuck Yucks next week? He didn't want to give any plugs. He's like, no, send that dick to the DMs. Yeah. That's what Shannon should be saying.
No, thank you. Send them to Dylan.
Thank you, but only if they're good.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. The best way to do that is to go to gasdigital.com, use promo code TTI14. You're going to get a 14-day free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, as well as every single episode on the entire Gas Digital Network, and every episode that we've ever done. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a comment. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. And then take part in the premiere every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Figs or I or both of us, we hang out in the chat and watch the premiere with you guys. If you have your own stories to submit for Bad Dates, Bad Things, or Scary Things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And I think we have a couple of minutes before we leave. Do you guys have hard outs?
No.
I want to hear about your at-home rehab.
Oh, after plugs? This is
bonus content.
Bonus content.
Well, I've been to regular rehab, so I basically just couldn't go back there because it was like a Motel 8 kind of situation where like a lot of them were free people. Like they were like, I guess homeless is the word.
I like the name free people.
Not homeless, they're free.
I love that.
Not free people.
Not all that wander along the streets are lost.
Yeah. What was your drug of choice?
Cocaine and Bud Light. This last one, I thought I wasn't relapsing for 6 months because I wasn't doing cocaine. And then I went to Pensacola Pride last year, and I was like, oh my God, I almost relapsed for a full year. Why am I saying 6 months?
I know. You're a liar.
It's because it was a slow roll. And then eventually I was drinking, like, you know, vodka, you know, pints. When I was up to pints, I was like, all right, time to go to bed. So I just stayed at home, and every time I would go, like, hey, they go, like, hey, can you do a show tonight? I go, no, they're not letting me out of the house. And it would be my rule. But it was basically like people would want me to hang out and go, no, I'm sorry, my house manager said that I'm not ready yet.
That's good, though. That shows, like, self-will.
Yeah. And you pretended you were in rehab, but you were just controlling yourself.
Exactly, playing a lot of Fortnite.
That's cool.
Because it's not for kids. It's not just for kids.
But also, like, the willpower in there, which I guess they say, like, willpower is not supposed to be the thing, but still, like, for you to be able to hold yourself back mm-hmm. by yourself, that's incredible.
Well, I was saying I was quitting for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, for a month, maybe two, maybe 6 months, the whole time.
I mean, based on your time frame, I don't know what I can believe.
And so I was just going, like, I called it my 10,000 hours of quitting. You know how you have to get really good at one thing? And so it just became like, all right, we're doing it now. Also, I just felt so annoying being the person, like, don't worry, I'm going to quit. It's like, at some point, people are going to just fucking do it or don't.
You were also
doing
such a good job at hiding it.
Yeah, my problem with my drinking,
like, it didn't affect our podcast at all. And I was like, keep drinking.
My problem with drinking is I don't affect anybody except self, like, self harm. Like, I just get sad. I'm not like going and like breaking things. I'm not like, well, I was driving drunk, but I didn't have any consequences.
Gotcha.
Oh. Okay.
And how long have you been sober for?
It's April 1st.
April 1st means what?
Eight days. I don't know. What, 9 days? 8 days?
Oh. You've just been sober for since April 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say just.
It's
the first week is the hardest.
That's amazing.
Baby, I know.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Before that, it was 2 years, and then I was like, maybe I could do moderation, and I found out that it wasn't moderation.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Good for you, man. Hey.
I guess I got 3 years on cocaine.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. Great. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I get tired a lot, which is exactly when I like to do it.
And then so beer, that's what you would drink? Mm-hmm. Oh, but and then you said it escalated to vodka.
Well, I like to day drink and like drink a lot. Mm-hmm. So like it was Bud Light, so I could drink. I call it water beer, which is probably a problem. where you could drink it for 8 hours and be fine.
Call it vitamin water.
Yeah. And then, you know, just to go to bed, I'd have a little nightcap.
I mean, this it sounds fine. Yeah. It sounds like you're doing great.
You must have peed a lot.
I do. I drink about a gallon of water a day.
Wow.
And then Bud Light, yeah.
So, but did it start where, like, the first day that you're like, oh, I'm going to try this, where you had, like, two beers, the next day you had four, and then six, and then eight, and then it escalated, or the first day you drank,
I said that I was going to drink when I drank.
Okay.
So, I went to Pensacola Pride, and I did ecstasy and had sex on the beach the first day
But that's what you got to do.
Was doing moderation. Because I was doing what I was doing
The setting was not the right setting.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're trying to be sober. Yeah, yeah. To do the things that you don't want to do. Yeah, of course.
Right. But I was like, I'll do it only when there's a special occasion.
Of course.
And you know what? I'm the kind of guy who likes to celebrate everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got home safe. Looks like nightcaps in my house.
Right.
You guys, another day and under the sun, you know? Woke up alive, you know, just turned into like a shitty saying on a corkboard. Live, laugh, drink. And also, yeah, all those fucking wino sayings is like, I'd rather be drinking. I was like, me too, bitch. I also got into country music. They love to be like, Jack and whiskey is my best friend. Colton likes getting fucked at the other end.
Let me get my ski mask, buddy. You can suck me off and drink a sidecar.
Not buddy, that's gay.
Sorry. Pardon me.
You can't say buddy.
What's your name there, friend? I'm Latinx and I'm horny.
I love country. I've been getting into country music too.
If you're trying to not drink, worst genre.
All the girls are going country.
I like some country.
I'm starting to get into it. Just relax, you know. Yeah. Everything's quiet, you know.
No.
Everything's quiet. Everything's quiet. It goes dark.
No, nobody on speakerphone. You know, it's nice. I like country.
I don't know what that means.
That's the show, guys.
I have no idea what that means.
All right. It's weird to end it now because we normally end on plugs, but we do have to leave. But thank you guys so much. You
thank
guys
you
have been
for
amazing.
What's the name of your podcast again? You
guys of this is bad.
Hell yeah. I got to check it out for sure. You guys
so much fun.
Thank
I listened
you.
To a bunch of episodes today.
Oh my God.
You guys are great. So much fun. I'm going to continue to. And you guys should also. So listen to their podcast. And thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back next week. Bye,
thank
guys.
Thank you. Bye.